Incentives are one pathway to economic growth, says Sheridan. The payoff is evident in the recent commitments of Live Oak Bank and Castle Branch to create a certain number of good quality jobs. In return, the companies enjoy financial incentives, courtesy of the city and county. But Earl Sheridan says that's only one component of economic development. One of the biggest factors contributing to an area's growth, quality of life.
I think it's important that we utilize and have more bike paths and sidewalks and things that people, amenities, that things that people care for. I think it's important that we have parks and things of that nature that will help bring people to our areas. When executives are looking for some place to locate, you know, Wilmington will be a place that, they will want to locate.
Sheridan, a political science professor and the chair of UNCW's Public and International Affairs Department, says a poverty conference he attended in Wilmington revealed a poverty rate around 21 or 22%. He calls that shocking.
When you have such a high poverty rate, I think that means that there's not good opportunities for people and that, you know, these people can drift into crime. And so I think we need to do what we can to provide more opportunities and hope for our young people so they won't become involved in a life of crime.
While Sheridan acknowledges there's only so much that can be done at the city level, he says some larger social problems plaguing the region actually impede Wilmington's growth.
There's some schools here that are better than others. We have some schools that are concentrated, basically kind of resegregated as far as race and even segregated as far as income levels.
And schools, says Sheridan, are a critical pathway to creating a sense of hope and opportunity for kids. While there are successes to celebrate, says Sheridan, the last couple of terms on city council have been challenging thanks to the recession. Council simply hasn't had the money to do some of the things they would have liked.
You know, we were fortunate in that we did not have to fire anyone or furlough anyone as far as our city workers are concerned, but there were many vacant positions that we didn't fill because of the economic downturn.
Sheridan says he has absolutely no political aspirations beyond city government, but he is intensely disappointed by the last session of the state's General Assembly. The changes to voting laws are disturbing, he says, in spite of the fact that supporters say they were instituted to prevent fraud.
It seems as though they were done for political reasons or even in some cases for racial reasons. Because there were things that were done that disproportionately, I think, affected minorities and disproportionately affected young people.
However, the city council race is nonpartisan, and Sheridan says that's one of the gratifying elements.
I don't think you have the extreme partisan battles that you have on other boards. We don't seem, I don't think, to get caught up in a lot of the partisan battles. And I think that's good for our city.
But if, in a theoretical world, he had all the power and could affect change without building consensus or finding funds, the first thing he'd do is bring in new industry. A diversity of jobs is important, says Sheridan, from high pay, higher tech positions to opportunities that don't require specialized education. And there's another thing.
I would do more to try to upgrade housing and streets and infrastructure throughout our city. I would try to provide for more affordable housing in our area. Not the old necessarily concentrated barrack type housing, but innovative housing that would, you know, be in various areas of our city and that kind of thing.
Ultimately, Sheridan says he considers Wilmington a progressive city, partly due to the presence of the film industry. But there's still work to do in areas of racial and social inequity. Rachel Lewis-Hilburn, WHQR News.